Date?
1829 to 1832. Missionaries were sent to preach the gospel, not to far-flung lands, but to the poor of London. Some of the poor were the boatmen on the new Regent's Canal. Here are some extracts from the reports made by the missionaries.
Dear Sir, one clerk in a large establishment told me that for upwards of 6 months he had only been at liberty on 2 Sundays, and that was when the canal was closed for cleaning. At all other times he had been at work every Sabbath morning. I have also been informed that the boatmen, porters and others so employed do not receive any adequate remuneration. I do not know exactly how or what they are paid, but I understand it has been the practice of the establishment to give the men nothing for their labour on the Sabbath day but a constant supply of drink, which in many cases has caused them to add the crime of intoxication to that of breaking the Sabbath. Your most obliged and obedient servant, E. Carpenter, Boatman's Chapel, Macclesfield Street, City Road.
A description of the Boatman's Chapel, Paddington, given by a boatman's wife.
Last Sunday our boat lay in the basin, and in the morning some persons came and asked us if we could read. We said yes, some of us, master. Then they left us some of their books and asked us to go to their chapel. The front was just like our master's stables, only Boatman's Chapel was written on the top. I had a good look at the place. There were some benches for the gentlemen and ladies, and some plank ends for us to sit upon. After a bit, the place got nearly full, and then someone got up and read a little, and then we all stood up, and they began singing, but were soon tired. Then a nice old gentleman in black said, "Let us pray," and he asked the good God to look down from heaven on the boatmen who were present. Then I was afraid, but he soon prayed to God to give us new hearts and after death to take us to heaven. When he had said, "Amen," he sat down and the people opened their eyes again and all looked so comfortable. He said we were all great sinners. Thinks I, some of the fine people won't like that. But they all kept quiet.
Though the chapels were aimed at boatmen, we know from the Journal of Attendance that canal men were outnumbered in the chapel by fine people.
Sunday the 26th of April. Nearly 200 persons present. 16 canal men. Sunday the 31st of May. The chapel full. 8 canal men. In the evening, 90 persons. 10 canal men.
In winter, the piety of boatmen appears to have risen, as the figures show much higher attendances. One reason may well have been that there were often deep frosts, and so no work.
Sunday the 17th of January, 1830. 29 boats were up this morning, and all frozen in.
Chapel accounts show that at such times a lot was spent on coal and kindling for the chapel fire. Could it be that it was free warmth that inspired the boat families to worship? But as soon as the weather changed.
Sunday the 24th of January, 1830. This morning we found many of the boatmen busily engaged in breaking the ice. There had been a partial thaw, but now it was freezing again. Notwithstanding which, news had arrived that Pickford's boats from the City Road Basin were on their way to the Paddington Canal. This intelligence aroused the men and they set to work. So we exchanged the spiritual tracts which we had given them, but gave up hope of obtaining many at the chapel today.
My husband came home late last night, and yes, he'd had a few. He stumbled as he climbed on board. The boat did lurch, and he did roar. He stopped, he swayed a bit and swore. Then groaned. groaned and forth did spew.
He groaned and forth did spew. He groaned and forth did spew.
I calms the kids, then cleans him up as best as I can do. Then later as he sips his cup, he strokes the neck of our old pup. Says he, I'll be right early up, 'cause I'm off with the Pickford's crew.
He's off with the Pickford's crew. He's off with the Pickford's crew. A Pickford's crew. He's off with a Pickford's crew.
That's good, 'cause you get twice the pay when you pick for a Pickford's crew. So off he goes in the early morn. I've kissed his sore old head. So here I'll stay, I'll wash his coat, look after kids and mind the boat, feed doggies bits, old horses oats, then drop into my bed.
She'll drop into her bed. She'll drop into her bed.
This leaky barge won't budge an inch till we sees him again. The food will last at most 2 days while up in Manchester he plays. Unless some kind old fella pays. Do you want me to explain?
Do you want her to explain?
Do you want her to explain?
A Pickford's crew. He's off with a Pickford's crew.
That's good, 'cause you get twice the pay when you pick for a Pickford's crew. Oh, it has been full 3 months now, and he has not come back. The kids and me is eating lard. Dog's gone, nags for the knacker's yard. And if you think life couldn't get much more hard, the barge is showing cracks.
The barge is showing cracks. The barge is showing cracks.
Mr. Lee, you say you're a fly boatman. What sort of work is that exactly?
Well, first, you must understand that some boats are owned by families, but others are owned by big companies like Pickford's. It's them as run the fly boats. Fly boats are them as carry goods between London and the big towns, like Manchester and Liverpool and the like. We travel as fast as we can. We fly along. That's why they're called flies.
And how fast would that be?
Well, Pickford's express fly boats can make London from Birmingham in 2.5 days instead of the 4 as your ordinary narrowboat needs.
What makes them so much faster?
The family boats are slower because they're moored at night, so the families who live on them can sleep. Pickford boats keep going through the night.
How do they manage to do that?
They're a 4-man crew. There's the captain who gets the contract and he hires 3 men. You have 4 so you can do shifts. 2 rest while the other 2 lead the horse and steer the boat.
And in your rest time, do you get a few moments to read your Bible?
If I could read, I wouldn't be doing this job. And anyway, you get so tired you could sleep on a clothesline, as they say. I often say we work like the horse, only harder than them, because they get the rest.
Right. So when you do sleep, do you sleep on a bunk?
No, it's not a bunk like in the slow boats. There's a cupboard with a door that's got hinges on the bottom. So it falls down like a flap and then you rest on that.
Why is that?
The captain wants to save room. He wants all the space he can to carry the goods so he gets more money. Bunks and furniture and the like, it just fills space.
And how many days a week do you work?
All of them.
7 days? Including the Sabbath?
Ah, that's right.
That's shocking.
Ah, but if we stopped, others would not. And so they'd get the goods down before us and get all the custom.
That explains why I never see you at chapel.
That. At any road, me man was Irish from Dublin, so I never was a chapel man.
This life is just a stillborn child. Church bells ringing.